What do we need a resolution, draft resolution for?
We need, actually, we need two.
So you've got two.
So actually there's three. So this, we're going to do two of the same because it's going to the same place. It's going to the Department of Emergency Services and Public Protection and Division of Homeland Security.
You're going to read these out loud.
Why? It's something we sign every year.
This is the board doesn't need to take action?
Yes. The board needs to take action.
Yep. Go, Jim.
I heard the door open. The door. Maybe somebody decided they were in the wrong place. Did I see a car?
No, he's there looking. Okay.
Thanks, Kevin.
Sure. I have copies of them here.
Yeah, that's your copy.
Those are your copies.
I don't have to sign.
We got 5 minutes.
But I can't.
Have to sign. I can't
make the, but I can't make the motion.
What?
Want to see what these resolutions are?
I read them. They're the ones you sent me.
Right.
Yeah, those are the ones that went out.
The front page that I sent you, the Homeland Security grant and the EMPG grant, I need you to read the EMPG grant as it is. I don't want you to put a year in front of it.
Okay.
Because we're backtracking. Because we're getting them paid and we don't have the same selectmen.
The attached resolution. Oh, this one. That one.
The draft.
The draft. Yeah.
This is the.
That's,
this goes with that.
Oh, okay. All right.
And you can throw the old resolution that was in your packet out.
Oh, well, then I might submit the wrong one.
Nope, that's the right one. The one with draft on it.
Oh, the
one says November 20. Oh, yeah, the other one is for the stone. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why is there all kinds of people showing up here?
What's the EMPG grant?
Emergency Management Performance Grant. What's
that?
Yeah, you can just pull these out.
This is the same resolution for both.
Oh, okay. That's what was confusing.
Yeah, so
yeah, I'm sorry.
The
grant is for both for Homeland Security and Emergency Management, and that one resolution covers both of them.
Okay.
So,
the door, we got to go.
Legal.
Hey, man. I used to have all this company.
Why do I know you?
Did you get the supplemental package?
You want to go on there?
Yeah.
No, I was going
to
look it up online.
Oh, yeah.
So if the first one is true, she had an incentive to train in the whole
thing.
I think Ross is doing better.
Next, so I thought we could do the EMPG grant
what next to the
and then do the bid waiver.
Under new business?
Yeah, under new business.
Under new business?
The waiver. Bid waiver.
So you'll have to.
Okay.
If you will bring it
forward. Yep.
Bid
waiver.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there any spare agendas?
Can you make this a couple of agendas, Kat?
Yeah.
Hold on, Mike Aramita's coming.
Why good yourself.
Very good.
You misbehaving today?
Not a lot.
Not a lot. Okay.
I managed.
This is
As he will help you. Yeah. Is she sitting next to you tonight? She'll help you.
I don't get your sharp eye.
No, she gets the computer. I didn't read the minutes, but I looked at everything else. Is there still really muggy out there?
No, it's fine. Gross.
Is it getting better?
It'll start to get better. Hopefully, we've had a last rain shower.
Yeah, that was it.
I think you're supposed to be relatively decent for the rest of the week.
You printed it today.
We have Mr. Irby.
I just sent it to Mike Aramita. That's what it is.
Oh,
is this
National Cat Day?
Oh, apparently only you.
I just sent him the link again.
He needs the passcode, Kathy.
Be right with you.
Yeah, Bob is in, so, and CBC is in, so.
Kathy,
oh, I didn't hear you, Kathy.
175.
175.
273.
273. That's all she gave me. Is it working?
Yep. It just came on.
Yep, you're coming. All right, good to see you.
Thank you for everybody coming for International Cat Day. Now she's going to record.
No worries. Up the left hand corner. It's recording.
Yep.
Oh, sure.
Next. I'd like to call the meeting to order. Would you all please rise to the saluting flag?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. I feel like we need to sing My Country Till the Day After.
Are you ready?
Are you
ready? At the next meeting, we will have a soloist. This evening, we have public comment, and for public comment, as you may know, the board does not address you back. It is your opportunity to speak to the board and all others who are listening in. So this evening, I believe we have one guest.
For the board who don't know me, my name is Tim Johnston.
Tim, we have a microphone here.
I can talk louder too.
Okay, then you're good.
But we need to be able to be.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yep. Okay, everybody got you. Thanks. My name is Tim Johnston. I live in town, and for those of you who don't know, I'm also an attorney. In the last couple of weeks, I've attended a couple of seminars on fraud in the real estate practices, and it's rampant. And just a week ago, Sunday, there was an article in the Connecticut Insider about a doctor in Fairfield who had an empty lot. Hadn't been by to see it in 20 years and got a telephone call from a friend of his that says, oh, I hear you moving back into town. This is great. Your house looks great. And they were putting up a $1.5 million house on his lot. His lot had been sold out from under him through fraud. And now they're going to sort it out in courts. What I found interesting in the article was that they mentioned that the Fairfield town clerk had a system where he or she could notify landowners anytime something occurred on their property in the land records. If you gave the clerk an email, the clerk would send you an email and say a document was recorded that affected your property. I did call her, and she gets that through her land record vendor, and for Fairfield, that's Info Quick Solutions, Inc. And I checked with the Bolton town clerk, and Bolton uses COT systems. I don't know if COT Systems offers the same sort of service, but if they do, I would suggest that we get it for town. It won't prevent fraud, but it could do a lot to lessen the damages. If you were to see something on the land or get notified that something happened with your land, you could jump on it within a week or two, not when a house was three quarters complete. So I'd ask that you look into that, please.
Thank you, Tim. Appreciate the research. And
if anybody wants to read the article, I've got copies, but I was only interested in the part with the town clerk.
Yes, please.
All right. Hey, Rod, you like papers.
I do.
Thanks, Ben. Okay, thank you. Enjoy your night.
Thank you, sir. Okay,
Tim. Yeah.
Tomatoes?
What?
I think I thought of going by the other way.
He's looking for tomatoes.
No, all right.
Yeah, they're green. You want to fry green tomatoes?
Well, tomatoes.
Maybe
you could refer
a
piece of information to the town.
Yes. Sounds like he's overtalked. We'll have that conversation.
Thank you very much. Anyone else have public comment? Amanda Gordon, please address the board.
Amanda Gordon, 23 Golf Lane or Road. We'll figure that out one day. I just wanted to come and just gently remind the board about the recommendations that the diversity committee put out in hopes that those could be resurfaced to look at them and consider them. In particular, I wanted to elevate one, which was the accessibility assessment that we suggested for the town. In recent months, there's been some comments or issues that I've noticed in town around accessible handicap parking that maybe may not be properly labeled essentially, or there was someone in town who said that on a private property he was blocked in because the lines were on the wrong side of his car. So just maybe asking our folks in town who need ADA accessibility what they need to better use the services, both public and private, that exist in town. I think that would be a good place to start, since there have been things that have been raised recently. So
we don't normally address back, but my ask would be if you could call the selectman's office and give us a little more detail for certain locations that you have in mind to get us at least a jumping off point.
I think a thorough assessment would also be good to look at other properties that haven't necessarily had a complaint yet.
Thank you.
Thank
All right, we will move on then to numbers, because you don't wish to address
it. Right,
move on to 3A. We have the minutes before us. What I would like to just ask a comment for the A, July 11th. Is there any corrections or comments?
I move to accept.
Thank you, Bob. DePietro moves to accept. Do I have a second? Mike Aramita seconds. Thank you, Michael. any comment? I don't mean to rush. Hearing none, though. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
And I wasn't there.
One abstention. So four yeses and one abstention. Mr. Mora. July 25th was a special AP meeting. We have the minutes before us. Are there any corrections or comments anyone would like to make on that?
Again, I recommend approval.
I'll second that.
Bob DePietro makes a motion to accept. And
I do.
And Bob Mora seconds. And if there's no further comment, I will ask for a vote. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Michael?
Let's abstain. I wasn't there. I was at the beach. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Truth comes out.
Yeah.
We have four yeses and one abstention, and that is Mr. Aramita. Moving on then to, thank you very much, moving on to appointments. The Board of Selectmen needs to appoint an alternate to the ZBA. The ZBA had a period of time, according to charter, to find a replacement for the alternate that had been elevated to a full-time position, and they were unable to do so. So we have the recommendation from the Republican, an endorsement from the Republican Town Committee of Thomas Lyon. It is a Republican held seat from the last election, so it would be appropriate for the ZBA alternate. Are there any comments on this particular candidate?
No, I'll move the appointment.
Bob Mora moves the appointment. Do I have a second? I need a second.
You can second.
I'll second.
Thank you, Adam. Adam's going to second. So we have.
I don't see an interest form, but
there is no form because he's been.
There is a form. I'm thinking of somebody else.
He was endorsed by the Republican Town Committee. That's all that was in there.
I don't believe in those things. Adam, are you concerned?
I think it should be a general practice that there be some information about the candidate before they appoint them, but I have no objection to your taking a vote. That's
Thank
why
you.
I seconded.
Thank you. Having said that, any further comment? Hearing none, all in favor of accepting Thomas Lyon to the ZBA as an alternate, say aye.
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 I abstain.
Oh, I apologize. You seconded it, so I didn't know.
But did you vote?
I did.
Oh, so three, and I don't know if that voted or not.
Yep, so he did. So four yeses and one abstention. Mr. Teller? Moving on to new business. Act and consider the resolution for the Homeland Security Grant.
Okay, this is where you have to help them a little bit.
Okay, so
Kathy,
the governor? Resolution that you have says draft on it. The one that says draft right across the middle is the one we're looking at.
Yep. She is asking that you approve this for both a Homeland Security grant and an EMPG grant. Since the EMPG grant does not appear on your agenda, you would have to add that to your agenda by a motion and a vote of the board. And we're also asking that you consider item E under new business, which is a bid waiver for Stone. So it might be appropriate to add both of those to your agenda at the same time.
Question?
At the moment, we have 5A before us. So I will ask to open the agenda right after 5A is taken. Mike Aramita?
Yes. Jim, could you give us just a little understanding of the grant and what is the EPGA or whatever it is? The acronym or initials?
So the Homeland Security Grant and the EMPG grants are funds that come from Department of Emergency Management and Homeland Security, otherwise known as DEMS. EMPG stands for Emergency Management Performance Grant, and that helps offset the cost of the Emergency Management Director to the community of Boulder. And it's a grant that we apply for and work on every year, and Kathy's working through a backlog of grant applications, and so she's been getting communications with Demis, and this is the direction they've asked her to go in order to get these things taken care of. I believe you're on 2019, is that correct?
Yes.
One more.
Mike Aramita.
The amounts of each?
Around $6,000, is it?
One's $5,000, and I don't know what the Homeland
Security. I think it's $6,000.
Homeland Security might be $6,000.
Okay, yeah. Not humongous amounts of money, but
it's not huge amounts of money, correct.
So, first thing we.
Is that you, Mr. Tomorrow?
No, it's nothing.
Would you like to sign off your phone?
Oh, yeah, that's.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Shoot.
Pam, do you need a motion to not add just, these?
In just one minute, Mr. Moore? Okay.
No, I was just going to ask. We can adopt that resolution and then make a motion to add to the agenda to
we'll
do the
that,
second one.
We'll do that second. Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
We'll make a
Mike making the motion.
Mr. Armini, why would you make the motion for the first motion?
I'll make the motion that we approve the document, the draft document for the resolution.
And a second, please.
I'll second. Okay, Bob.
Bob DiPietro seconds. Any comments?
Nope. I'm a little confused about the wording of the draft resolution, although I recognize it's the same one, I guess, that was done last year, the year before.
It is. They changed it this year, which is the new one that I sent you today. I just literally got it. And that's the one that they told me to go with, the one that I actually labeled draft.
So this does this come from the Department of Emergency
yes.
Services?
Yep. It's their resolution.
But sorry, this motion is
talking, but I find it bizarre.
Okay.
Thank you for that.
But it is Homeland Security.
Legal
so.
Comment.
It says bizarre and a little frightening, actually, but I understand that it's part of a routine procedure, but
would you,
after, I would not have drafted this.
Would you, just a minute, Bob. Would you like, we have a deadline on this,
yeah? Yes. No,
there's just, not a lot of information in that, is there, Adam?
I'm just calling out that it basically says that the town can give the State Department of Emergency Services anything
they want.
That I guess the State Department of Emergency Services wants. So if you're willing to sign over your first grandchild, I'm okay with that, but I don't understand.
Maybe the second one.
No. I don't really understand what it is they're trying to accomplish with this resolution, other than say that whatever they want you to sign, you're authorized to sign, which I mean, I would be happier if it referenced some particular transaction.
It's actually a document.
Like the contract or the, you know, but I know that we have a contract, so I'm comfortable with that. As long as you know that we're not giving you carte blanche to sign anything without bringing it back to us.
Would the maker of the motion like to address?
No.
You would like to add the word contract?
No.
I think this is just.
Wait, one at a time, please. And Bob DiPietro.
I think that this is just a technicality, but the motion is simply to add the add to the agenda.
Oh, true. You're right. Mm-hmm. It's the incorrect.
We're not adding to the agenda yet. We are on 5A.
Yeah, my motion was to approve the draft resolution.
Right. Oh, yeah, you're right.
That's
after 5A, after 5A, we will address the addition of opening the agenda.
So,
okay. Having had this conversation, I will call for a vote. I can guess how Adam's going to vote on this. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Oh my goodness. Five ayes. Thank you.
Never let the truth get in the way of common sense.
So there are no opposition and no abstentions. We have five ayes. At this point, I would accept a motion to open the agenda to add 5E for the bid waiver.
And we also need the same resolution for the EMPG grant.
I'm sorry. Let me start that over again so we keep everything in order according to the paperwork that's in front of us. I jumped ahead. We have an EMPG grant that needs to be added. So could I please have a motion to have 5E to add open up.
For the Board of Selectmen to approve the attached resolution.
I need just a motion to add it.
Oh, add it to the agenda, which is a EMGP. EMGPG grant resolution. Yeah, maybe if my glasses are clean, I could read it. Okay.
Okay. All right. So we have that. We have a motion. I need a second to open the agenda. Thank you, Adam. All in favor, say aye. And then we will also ask to open the agenda for, it would be 5F.
Yep.
And that would be Mr. Moore.
That's our draft resolution for the purchase of stone for the connectivity trail.
And do I have a second?
Second
to open the agenda for TAD 5F. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Bob DePietro, are you nodding?
Yeah.
Okay, so we now have 5E and 5F. Going back in order then, going back to 5B, I consider the resident state trooper contract. Kathy, would you like to address it as HR? If you don't approve it, we won't have any troopers. Okay, there's the subtleness that we enjoy.
It's the same contract.
Just a minute, Jim.
It's the same contract that we receive every year. The only difference is that we are paying a little bit less for their benefits than we have in the past.
Mike Aramita, you have the floor?
Yeah, are we in discussion? Did we make a motion to approve it or should
not yet? I was just going to ask for some comments first.
Okay. My comment is the same as it's been right along with police protection and the lack of it in town. And I brought it up not too long ago that I was listening in, happened to be in my truck, and I heard Andover asking for a trooper. And they were told the next one available or the one that had been assigned was coming from Niantic. And I talked to one of our resident troopers, and he told me a story very similar, that when there was a trooper calling for assistance that was in a fight, and he was the next one on the rotation or the next available trooper, and he plugged it into his GPS and he gave him a 45-minute ETA. I've been saying right along that we need to do something so we have troopers available to us. And I had made a recommendation a while ago that we meet with Andover, Columbia, Hebron, and ourselves and work out some kind of an agreement where we hire the troopers as a group, and then we're able to schedule them so that they would always be at least a trooper on in the four towns, and more than likely two troopers on in the four towns at all times. And I think Yeah.
Michael, would you like to add it to the September agenda?
Well, I'm at...
As a discussion item?
Yes, I think it's something, if we're going to enter into a contract right now, we're kind of behind the eight ball a little bit. But it's something that, I even talked to our resident troopers about it, and they thought that was a great idea because they would have a backup for themselves when they're on duty.
Thank you.
And I just think we have to come up with a way that we have a trooper closer than Niantic at all times. And I think that's a reasonable solution to pool our resources, hire the residents as a group, and then we schedule them basically as we need them. And we've looked at various other possibilities of Coventry, Manchester, Vernon, and other things. This makes the most sense to me and to the few people or the people in the profession that I've spoken to about it. But it's going to take coming from first selectman to first selectman to first selectman to boards of selectmen to get the thing actually started as a cooperative arrangement. And, we're talking about shared services on a daily basis here now, and you couldn't get any better shared services than doing it that way to hire troopers.
Thank you for your thoughts on that. Appreciate it. And we will bring it forward, and I will add it to the agenda for next month's meeting. So if you'd like to prepare something, that would be appreciated.
Well, it is what it is. It's, you know, but yes, you know, I'd like to see it on a meeting agenda so we can actually maybe take some action to ask the first selectman or the town administrator to meet with the other towns and see if they would be interested.
Thank you. At this time, Michael, would you like to make a motion to accept the resident state trooper contract as presented before us?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Thank you. And Bob Morris says he will second it. And any further comments on the contract before us, Adam?
Well, yes, two points. One, to note that in this month's AP legal report, we have a payment to the state of about $280,000, just short of $280,000 for this service. So that's, and I don't think that's all that it costs. I think that's essentially an annual price. The second thing is to join with Mike's comment, but expand that a little bit. I don't think we should just be looking at the possibility of joining with other towns for police services. I think for those specific towns, I think we should be looking into the possibility of getting deputized officers from Manchester or Vernon or both to cover this town and reduce the service that we're getting from the state police if it's possible to get it at the same price or cheaper. Because with all due respect to the state troopers, perennially people in this town have been complaining about response times. And I don't know, 45 minutes seems like an awful long response time. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Having heard that comment also, will be on the next agenda as an agenda item in the next month. So having heard all that, we have a motion before us. If there's no further comment, a motion and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Five ayes. Thank you. We'll move on to Michael.
Before we move off of it, since we're going to have this on the agenda for next month, would it be appropriate for Jim to maybe reach out to the other three towns and float the idea and see if there's any interest?
We have not had the discussion as a full board, Mike. That's come from your suggestion. So at this time, because we're dealing with it's not an item on the agenda, we're just dealing with the state police contract. I would say not yet.
All right.
Thank you, though.
No problem.
Looking at 5C discussion and changing the tax payments from once a year to twice a year. Jim?
Well, we had a resident in recently that, you know, had talked with other residents reportedly. And there is a concern that, you know, we get a couple of times a year from some residents that you're paying taxes once a year is a big nut for some. And he indicated, although, you know, he had planned for it and he had prepared for it with the tax increase that we had this year, he was very concerned about how it might affect others and asked that it be placed on the agenda for consideration by the board. And so we discussed it with you, Pam, and it did end up on the agenda. So the Board of Selectmen, you know, has an appropriate venue to listen to the concerns of its citizens.
And no one has come forth this month to the meeting to make that request. We just had one person stop in.
We had a person email us.
Email.
Yes.
Would the board like to have a discussion? Bob Moore?
Well, Mike has handled before me, so.
I'm sorry, Mike?
Yeah, we have discussed this in the past, and you know, it might not be as big an issue right now, but when the interest rates were in the 6% and 7% range, I remember it was about 6% that it was going to cost us like a mill to cover the lost interest for the 6 months. You know, and that's a significant amount. I mean, that's a whole year's tax increase, if not more in some cases, just to be able to pay it twice a year rather than once a year. So, you know, when the interest rates are at 1%, it's not a big deal. But if the interest rates stay moving up as they are, that could be a sizable amount of money to offset in the budget for lost interest. And I remember the last time we talked about it, we decided against it because of that.
Thank you. Bob DePietro?
It seems to me, I remember a conversation we had about the tax collectors' additional workload impacting our decision.
I believe I remember that also. Adam?
Yeah, I recall. I don't know if she hires temporary workers to do some of that work.
Jim?
But not currently. We have in the past, but with a fully staffed department downstairs, that hasn't been necessary.
Then you have to process two tranches of payments, and that may be harder. I agree with Mike about the interest, and I also point out that we perennially, again, have somewhere around 99 to 100 plus percent collection rate. So I don't think that's, I mean, there may be isolated people who have a problem paying their taxes, but they always have the option of partial payment and then letting the interest ride on the remainder and paying it when they can. And let's face it, most people pay their taxes through their mortgages, probably more than half. And so they already are paying monthly. So I, it's sort of a problem, you know, it's a solution in search of a problem to me. Yes, there are people who have that issue, but do the rest of the town bear that cost because 10 or 15 people have that complaint? I don't really see that. So
do you want to address also the interest rate since we have just gone through a banking change?
Right, we have to keep a minimum balance to keep the benefit of that agreement with the bank now. And yeah. I think this promotes keeping that minimum balance because money all comes in one amount and we don't have to worry that, you know, one of the collections will be slow or will be low. So there's a lot of reasons to keep it the way it is and not all that many reasons to split it up into two payments.
Right. We're one of the few towns that has a single, but having said that,
it's not like it's not.
I'm sorry, I used to know the
term. I'm sorry.
Sure,
absolutely. No, I'm going to say, but the fiscal ramifications of going to just that one, rather twice a year, not only do we, it's the whole deal of sending out second batches of bills, that cost. But like you say, there's a significant loss in revenue. Now that you're actually gaining some additional revenue off of the initial tax revenue we have. And if we did it, your taxes would have to go up. And so somewhat, but it would to make up the differences. So you're really not, the savings or perceived savings or whatever it is not there. This is unfortunately, like it or not, you know, those of us who don't have mortgages, you have to save and then pay. And it's something unique in today's society to have that discipline of saving it and paying it. But that's, you know, that's not a bad thing.
Well, and there's nothing stopping someone from doing some prepayment.
And our tax collector has always worked with individuals who've had difficulty.
I
would not be in favor of changing it.
Thank you. It does not sound we have an interest on the board to make any changes. At this time, then, I would like to ask the selectman's office to please draft an email back to and send to the gentleman who contacted you, outlining the points that have been made this evening. Moving on then to number D, discussion and approval on updated Department of Finance policies and procedures manual. Kathy or Jim?
So, you know, this has been a work in progress for a while, and most of these changes are a result of, you know, either findings or comments by our auditor. I have gone through it with Jill. It seems pretty reasonable. It is, you know, it's the same policies and procedures manual, but the changes are outlined in red for your ease of finding those changes.
Has the board had a chance to review these?
Yeah, I think the only significant change is on the last page, and that's the...
But you guys already acted on that.
Right, right. So we just adding it, we're adding it into the...
Yeah.
Right.
So you know, if you're in agreement, our ask would be that you approve the policies and procedures manual with the changes that have been presented to you this evening.
Thank you. Then I would ask for a motion to approve this document.
I would. I've read it over and I...
Would you like to make the motion?
I move that we do approve it.
Thank you, Mr. Moore. I need a second, please.
I unfortunately was not able to get through it in time for tonight's meeting, so I'm going to abstain for now, but I won't hold you up.
Thank you, Adam. Mr. Aramita, would you like to second the motion?
Sure, I'll second it.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Bob DePietro, would you like to add something?
Nope.
Okay, then I will call for the vote. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
We have four ayes and one abstention, and that would be Mr. Teller.
Thank you.
Thank you. And we will now move on to item E, and that is the EMPG grant. So I'm looking to approve the attached resolution.
I also move that we do approve the EMPG grant.
Wow, good job, Bob.
Okay, Adam, you're laughing. You get to second the motion. Is that true?
I second it.
Thank you, Adam. Is there any comment on that? Hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
We have five yeses. Moving on to the draft resolution for the stone for the purchase of the for the connectivity trail. Mr. Moore?
I'll move the draft resolution for the purchase of the approximately 500 tons of the three-quarter wash stone so we can continue working on the connectivity trail.
Thank you. Thanks. Bob DePietro seconds. Mr. Aramita, would you like to address?
Can I read into the...
That wasn't a resolution. That was a bid waiver?
It's a draft resolution regarding stone. Did you get a chance to read it, Mike?
No, I haven't. I'm sorry. I thought it was a bid waiver you were asking for the
purchase. It is. Yeah.
In effect,
it is.
All right. Would you please?
Let me just read it into the record.
Thank
you. Board of Selectmen waived any requirement to purchase approximately 500 tons of three-quarter inch wash crush stone for the connectivity trail from the lowest bidder. Instead, the Board of Selectmen authorized the purchase of the stone from Wyndham Materials, recognized that it would reduce fuel costs, wear and tear on our vehicles, and the time to haul each load by approximately 30 minutes due to its proximity to Bolton. And the cost difference between the stone is about $1 a ton. So we felt that this was an appropriate action to ask the board to make.
Thank you.
I'm fine with it.
Thank you. Adam?
Just so that it's clear what we're doing, could we just have a little explanation of that? So if I understand, are we doing the hauling?
We're hauling the stone, okay. Yes.
And both of the sellers or the other option sellers, we would still be doing the haul?
Yes.
And the freight on board price at their location is $1.
It's about $1 a ton difference.
And I take it that Wyndham Materials is the closest.
They're the closest ones. But they're the middle bid. They're not the cheapest bid.
Just so the record's clear why we're doing this.
Right,
I just make it look bad, but I don't have a problem with it. I assume that you costed it out and
we did,
clearly
yeah.
Cheaper. I mean, this is heavy stuff and you're
and the number,
beating up the vehicles.
Right. Although it's the same number of trips, because we can all only haul X number of tons per trip. You know, the fact that it's closer is helpful. It allows us to haul that much more in a single day.
And cheaper, $5 a gallon for diesel.
Right.
I mean, I don't know what the running cost of a mile of a diesel.
It's not inexpensive.
Not
now when you're running with a polo.
No, you're getting 4 to 6 miles per gallon, probably.
Yep. Right. So
you're saving plus. By having the closer bidder.
Thank you. Having had that discussion, then I will, if there's no further comment, I will call for the vote on this bid waiver. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Five yeses, thank you. So that gets us through number five And we are on to number six, ongoing business. I would like to then move on to number seven, because there's nothing that was added. Reports and updates, the properties and facilities administrative report. On the temporary building, it's all pieces are wonderfully coming together because of the very diligent work of our town administrator, Jim.
They're coming together slower, more slowly than I would like. But
well, we understand
they are coming together. The I worked with staff this week to finalize floor plans, and we'll be, you know, talking to the users of that building about those in the next few days, so that the final plan can go to CAD at WillScot. We did have a on-site meeting with our electrician, with our excavator contractor who's doing the digging and installing the sewer line or the septic line and the water line, and town staff, which included myself, buildings and ground supervisor, highway supervisor. One of the things that we figured out when we were there is that we really needed to turn the building so that the long side was parallel to the street for ease of connection to those utilities. So the current plan is to turn it essentially in the same location, but it will run parallel to the street rather than the narrow side, you know, facing the street. The long side will face the street. Once we get to final design, WillScot tells us they can build it in 3 to 4 weeks. Our staff will be prepping the site. And one of the reasons that we met on site is to coordinate efforts for timing purposes, so that we're not stepping on each other and the progress goes smoothly, so that the first step is taken correctly. And we don't, you know, do something prematurely that then has to, you know, go backwards. So there was a great coordination effort, and we are making, you know, making great strides. And I think once we get all of this paperwork together, it should move pretty quickly.
Thank you. Are there any questions for Jim on the issue?
Yeah, I do.
Adam has floor.
Parking is going to be where the existing parking.
Existing parking, yeah.
So access from the parking to the handicap ramp, is that going to be paved?
We're probably going to have to put a paved, you know, sidewalk in, and we'll try to do that in connection with a road project. We're planning on doing a couple road projects this fall, so our hope is that we can coordinate it time wise so that we can do that at the same time.
Asphalt rather than concrete.
Asphalt probably.
Seems going to then have to clear the snow,
right?
And I assume that means that implies that that ramp is going to come from the front of the building, which I assume is a center entrance, to the right, and then around the right corner.
So the front of the building that faces the road is actually going to be the back of the building for entrance purposes. So and it'll have, on the side that faces the existing building, it'll have two doors about evenly spaced on the side. And then the other side will have one door that's on the highway garage end, if you will, toward that side.
But where's the disabled entrance going to be?
So we have to decide which of the two doors on that side that faces the existing building will work best for the ramp. We're going to try to do it to the one that's closer to the...
Well, that's what I was going to say, because otherwise people are going to have to go around one direction or the other. All right, just...
To Pietro, as a fourth, thank you, Adam.
Two questions. Sure. Do we have, if assuming everything goes smoothly, is there a target date? Number two, will it interfere with a tear down of the old building?
So let me answer the last question first regarding the tear down of the old building. That was also one of the reasons that the contractor suggested we turn the building in the other direction, is it gave us another 20 or 30 feet for the tear down of the old building. So they felt that that would be certainly better. If I have my druthers, that building will be sitting on the site sometime during the month of September. And town staff has decided that we will take care of the ramps and the stairs because it's just too costly to rent them. It's much less expensive to either build or purchase them. So we're going to do that in-house. That'll take us another little bit to get that done. But I don't see that as a real issue for us, Bob. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Mike, thank you. Did you, you're all set, Bob? Mike, you're
good. Yeah, question. Jim, would it be possible to use the front of the old school parking area to be access for handicapped? I'm just thinking of the fact that coming from the lower parking lot up to this building, it's going to be somewhat of an uphill climb, where coming directly across might be a more reasonable way to proceed.
Yeah, so originally we were talking about putting the building all the way over near the schoolhouse road, and
we can't
do that because there's too much slope. So the building has already migrated all the way over to near that existing parking lot. So now we're turning it so that the long side is parallel to the street. So that will not be an issue. It's going to be in pretty close proximity, and that grade is pretty level. So that's
going to be the main parking lot for the building.
Yes.
Oh, yep. I thought you were talking about the one down below, and that's why I was recommending.
That was the original plan, but we've deviated from that, you know, based on need and pitch of the septic line and everything else.
Okay, that's good. You made me happy with that.
Yep. Oh, that's good.
Yeah, you answered my question. Thank you.
All right, very good. We do not need any action on this item, so we'll move on then to the connectivity trail, which has begun to move forward and is having some very positive reaction from townspeople and some questions on it as well. Jim?
Well, I mean, I assume all of you have probably driven by it at least once or twice at this point. It's moving along pretty well. Our town staff is doing an extraordinary job. We are having a little bit of trouble right now with a couple of washout areas because we haven't been able to get the turf reestablished where we've dug it up. But both the town engineer and the highway foreman believe once we can get the grass reestablished that really should solve those issues. Landy Construction will be helping our town staff do the area that has the piping that will be installed along Bolton Center Road. That part of the work is scheduled to begin on August 21st and should take about 3 to 5 days. I believe it's Bartlett Tree Company is the company that we are using for tree preservation. They have been put on notice. They've done some tree preservation work for us already, and they have to be there when we do some digging in that area to be concerned about root pruning in order to preserve the trees that we've talked about along Bolton Center Road. Our goal, once again, is to be done at least with the section along Bolton Center Road prior to the start of school, which is August the 30th. You know, so please, everybody, keep your fingers crossed for us that we have good weather. That would really be helpful.
Thank you. Question, Mike Armida?
Yeah, it's the pipe that's down next to the town sand shed. Is that the pipe that's going there?
It is, yes.
Okay.
Bob Petroi, did you have a question? Thank you. Hearing none, then there's no action needs to be taken. Thank you, Jim. I've been to the library. The folks at the library are very excited about the beginning of the staging for the library patio that is now will be placed behind the library. Jim?
We expect the same question. You know, what's the progress on that? We've gotten two bids so far. We're expecting a third bid at any point in time. Our goal is to get that done by the grant deadline, which is the end of September. We've been told that it's probably not an issue if we need a 30-day extension, but our goal is to not need that. We're poised to be able to get that done. That the work may actually start there this week.
Thank you. Any questions for Jim? Hearing none, we'll move on then to 7B. The town has been working very diligently with professionals on working to improve upgrades to our cybersecurity regarding our computer usage. And they have, it's very complicated. It has been very thorough from all that I have witnessed. I am not an expert. I believe they brought in some great people to work on that. At this time, I'm going to move the issue over to Jim or Kathy. Is it Kathy?
Yeah, so
thank you.
We have had a new company come through, Novus. They've been working with us to fix our security issues and separate the town from the school domain. And that will hopefully be completed sometime next week. They will start here at Town Hall. They've already started to transfer us over, but they will actually transfer the domains starting next Monday. We'll go building by building. They'll be on site with us. So if anybody has any problems, they'll be able to fix it right there. And then they'll move on to the next building. Everything will stay the same right now. You can still email us at .org, but an automatic message will go out to everyone saying that they should start changing their email for us, and our emails will now end in .gov. But that actual switch won't take place completely for another 3 to 6 months. We're going to let the message keep going out every time somebody emails us so that people are getting the hint that we're switching over, and it will be a new domain.
But the physical separation will have been made.
Yeah, the separation will be completed next week.
Questions? Hearing none. Thank you for that effort.
If I could just make a quick comment. I know, you know, we talked to the board at great length when we decided to move from Crect to Novus for our regular IT services. And I have to share with you, and I haven't asked the school, so I don't have feedback from Kristen yet, and she's probably not going to be prepared to give that to us until they get into the school year. But I can tell you that our staff has been very, very pleased with the transition. We find that the IT staff that provides service to us from Novus has been very responsive and very helpful. And they are here more quickly than Crack was here, and they are getting issues resolved for us more quickly and Craig was here. And I feel that the level of understanding and expertise is far superior to that which we were getting. So I think that was a really good move.
Thank you. Hearing no other comments, then we'll move on to 7C, the fiscal year 24 budget report. Jim?
So your fiscal year 24 budget report gives you a status on fiscal year 2023, and it was interesting that Adam mentioned the almost $280,000 payment we just made for the police, because one of the things I noticed is that has not yet been taken out of this budget report for the fiscal year ending in June of 2023. So currently it shows that 87.85% of the budget that was approved for fiscal year 2023 was expended, but that number is going to go up significantly when that gets posted to this. And there are still some stragglers that we're paying for fiscal year 2023, but this represents, I think, in large part, where we stand. It's I will tell you that this is a document that we're going to look at very carefully as we prepare next year's budget, because we're going to see, you know, where we have money left over in budgets, and there may be opportunities to make some changes in those budgets for the upcoming fiscal year.
Questions? Hearing none, there's no action needed on this. There is an action needed on D. We have some budget transfers before us this evening. One for the town clerk. And we'll address that one first for $676.
These are just.
These are informational.
Informational only. They've already been approved and gone through.
Right.
My apologies.
So if you recall, the board has given me the ability to do transfers of up to 1,000.
I thought there was something funky and you wanted us to do it.
This one was, this is for informational purpose.
Okay.
So this one was done and the other one was for fiscal year 23 and you had given me the ability to sign off on those up to $5,000 for the year, the fiscal year ending in June of 2023.
Very good. Are there any questions for Jim on those, either of those items? Okay. Moving on to the AP report. Are there questions on the AP report?
Yeah, I do.
Oh,
the four voting machines, are they for both the locations?
So those are stations, Bob, which allow a more compact area. Yes, I believe they've ordered enough for all of their voting locations.
Okay. All right.
Any question? Other questions on from the AP?
We approve it.
Bob?
I move to approve it.
Thank you. And a second?
Second.
Bob? I'm sorry, Mike Aramid has hand up. Thank you for the second, Mike. Are there any further comments? Adam, you're
good. I'm good.
Oh, okay, very good. Then I would call for the vote. All in favor of accepting the AP report as presented, say aye.
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 Aye. That's five yeses. Moving on to the Selectmen's report, we are on number 8. We are moving along tonight, guys. I'd like to report back that the issue of the traffic sign on Webster Lane, the report is in progress. That being to be put together to be brought before, so it'll be at a future meeting as because in the process of being prepared, working with the traffic engineer and he has brought in others with an expertise in traffic. Our engineer has brought in a traffic engineer who has expertise in traffic. The next item I'd like to bring up is that we have the brush truck has been posted through the 17th with the reserve on it of $5,000. We understand someone has an interest in bidding. And another item we have before us is that we need to have time again to do an evaluation for our town administrator. The annual evaluation is needed before the board can extend the contract. Jim, you have a date on that?
Has to be done by November.
By November, thank you. So far, there's been no raise given. And there's a schedule raise in the current contract prior to November 1st. And would you like this to go before the personnel subcommittee?
You ask me or Adam?
I'm asking the personnel subcommittee at the end of the table and on, on our board. Mr. Teller and Mr. Petro says, Mr. DiPietro is nodding yes. Adam?
I think I agree with Mr. DiPietro.
Very good. So if the board has consensus, we will move this item to the personnel subcommittee. Thank you. I have had multiple discussions with the DOT regarding the flyover bridges in Bolton at Bolton Notch. They are, as you may have, if you come that way, you'll notice that there's a lot of work being done on the bridge number 3599, which is the one, if you were leaving Georgina's and turn right, you would fly over and join the very end of 384. And I had the request that if they were going to do all that work on the top part of the bridge, I requested that they paint it underneath because it looks pretty rusted and rotty. And they, with a meeting with a Mr. Derek Lessard and three others, they were going to look at the fascia painting. They were going to look at the nuts, bolts, and braces that are required to be reviewed before they do the painting. So that one is a yes. And the second one, question. And I got to tell you, Mr. Lassard was very helpful. And it also helped that he has been a local guy. And he used to live in Coventry, and so he knew exactly what we were talking about. So that was very helpful. This is the third meeting, trying to get to this level to get an approval. And the other bridge is 00485. That is the one that if you're coming from Munson's at your back and you're heading westbound and begin to join the expressway, that bridge is in great need of paint underneath as well. At first, there was some hesitation. Well, the bridge is going to be replaced in a few years, and I couldn't say quite how many few years was. And we had a discussion about taxpayer dollars and preservation of the under part of the bridge. And so they did discuss the fact that they couldn't paint it, but it would probably only be on the outer girders that would be painted on that particular portion of that bridge. So the east and the west side would be painted and look fresh. I believe that helps a little bit in the aesthetics, but my firm belief is that it's important to preserve a very, very expensive piece of infrastructure that is within our town but belongs to the DOT.
And they agreed to paint them both the same color.
Well, yeah, I wasn't too subtle about that, was I, Jim? Knowing that the DOT has a tendency to bid contracts out for different things with different vendors, I was making a request that they match.
I was going to go Barbie pink.
Well, it's disintegrating fairly fast. It's a board meeting. I can just see this.
Sorry, we made you lose your train of thought.
Yeah, there it is. Pretty fun. Is there one more?
Mike has got a question. Maybe
hi, Mike, why don't you help me on this? What can I do for you?
You're muted, Mike. No, we just can't hear you. You're not muted. We can't hear you.
We got nothing, Mike. Are you unplugged? now you're muted again.
You're showing muted on your screen.
Now you're
clear.
Oh, you're cutting in and out.
I still can't hear you.
I think it's your headset.
Yeah. No, we got nothing, yeah. Mike.
We can't hear you.
Nothing. Forget it. Okay.
We'll catch up with you later. Buzz, did you have something to add to the conversation? Bob? Did you want to? And one last piece with the DOT, I'll add to this piece that I did bring up the issue of our request. Mike Aramita and Bob Mora had made with me for them to re-examine the design on the end of 384 and look at a possibility of finally completing it, because it was only supposed to be temporary the way it is now. It has been now for 40 years, 45, 50 years. And they said that they would elevate that question up again. So we have more people pushing to look at how to finish that expressway and do it the right way so that it is safe once and for all.
And since we have three real live bodies in front of us, we also asked them about the cleanup of the trash that's getting into Bolton Notch Pond. And they said they would try to help us with that.
That was brought to us.
Can you hear me?
Hi. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now we can.
Yeah. It's a stupid little button on the cord. we're talking about the bridges.
That's the layup.
And the deterioration to the bridges. And it comes into play with our equipment too. We notice a major difference in the trucks that go that way over to the other side of town with corrosion and rot and everything in the brake lines and everything in our trucks. The state you know, if you have any influence or next time you talk to them, should recommend again that they do away with the corrosive materials they're putting down on the roads, because it's affecting the bridges. We can see the bridge being hammered away because the concrete's all rotted out, and you know, the stuff they're putting down is just causing the damage. And we talk about the costly infrastructure, even though it's theirs, it's still costing us because we're the taxpayers in this one. Somebody's got to do something about the four states that still use this stuff.
I was very involved with that when I was in the legislature through 2015, and had an approved bill that required DOT to do a full study on the super salt. And it was done, and it was not done to what I thought was an appropriate level, but then I decided to retire. So I had not had any further comments on that, but thank you, Michael, for that. Having said that, I'm going to move on then to number nine, the town administrator's report. A is the monthly report.
So we were able to get this to you in writing with the package. If there's anything you want me to talk about, I'm happy to answer questions or talk about any of the things that are on the list if you'd like.
Jim, are we going to have some kind of a ceremony or a party when the new temporary town hall is complete?
You get to be the first one, Bob.
Okay.
It'll be part of the ribbon cutting, right?
I would like to be a ribbon cutting, probably, but I would also like to recommend that we do an open house for town residents to be able to come and see it. We can.
Yep, I think that makes good sense.
Have a coffee and donuts or something. Thank you.
I assumed we were going to have a party based on the first thing in the AP report was a bid on ice cream, so I figured.
We're up front when we have our thoughts on staff appreciation, and we've had a very hard work with staff.
That one in particular is the advertisement for, we advertise for an ice cream vendor to have exclusive rights at the lake.
Adam?
The inquiry about EV chargers at the library, is there a grant that might?
Liz Thornton is very excited about this prospect. You know, and it seems to me that of all of the places that we have as town facilities, you know, it may be the place that people who are traveling might be willing to stop and, you know, plug in a car, spend a little time on the green, have a picnic, take a gazebo, go into the library. And
go to the Heritage Farm and take a trail walk.
Liz and I have talked about this, and she's very excited about it. So she's actively taking point and doing some research, but Eversource has some programs where there are grant funds available. So she is looking into that, and she's very excited about it.
Federal money.
There may be some federal money as well. And, you know, we'll support her as much as necessary to, you know, find out that information. And obviously we wouldn't move forward with anything without bringing it back to the Board of Selectmen for approval. But it's something that, you know, we're very interested in exploring, at least, you know, getting information. You know, we've talked about it here at Town Hall in the past, but, you know, right now it doesn't make sense because we're not really sure what's happening, and we have a parking lot that's deteriorating. I think, you know, if we were in the position where we were replacing the parking lot, it would at least make sense to put the conduit into locations where we may put EV charging stations at Town Hall. But at the moment, I think we could accomplish it at the library with somewhat minimal effort and without disturbing existing infrastructure.
Well, there are companies that, you know, have pay level two or level one chargers. And I mean, is she looking into that too?
We've just started looking at this point. So, like, I don't know how far she's gotten. And I will tell you, you know, one of the things that's on here, you know, we're talking about the library, so it brings it to mind, you know, some of the staff went with me to the CCM conference a little bit earlier this year, and Liz came back energized about what Ellington was doing with regard to quarterly supervisors meetings. It's not really an organized meeting where they're going through some particular agenda, but it's just an opportunity for supervisors to get together on a quarterly basis and share what's happening in their departments and take, you know, an hour to collaborate and talk about things and figure out ways that they can share ideas and opportunities for collaboration. And she was so excited about that. We've asked her to host the first one, which will be happening in September.
What was the inquiry about pop-up parties?
So there is a gentleman who lives on Hanover Farms Road, who last year about this time had a pop-up party for money. And he has informed us that he's intending to have one again here, I believe, on Saturday. We met with him, town staff met with him, and we shared with him that if he did so and he was taking money for the event, it would be a violation of the zoning regulations. We can't really stop him from moving forward with it, but he understands the consequences at this point. He did tell us that he would share with all the neighborhood residents that he was having this party, that he would keep it to less than 50, and he would work with the health department to get the requisite permits for food service.
And there was discussion that there would be more.
There was a discussion he would have another one potentially on Labor Day weekend.
And troopers aware of this.
The troopers are aware. One of our resident troopers was present at the meeting.
And for the questions?
And although our resident trooper will not be on duty, he's on vacation, somebody will be available.
Thank you.
Any further questions?
Nope.
Hearing none then. Jim, do you have anything under other?
Nope.
Kathy, do you have something to add?
AP meeting time on the
22nd. All right, then it's time to make a motion to adjourn.
We need to set a time for the AP meeting.
Oh, I couldn't sneak by it, huh?
Because sometimes we do. We forget to set it. It's August 26th.
I would like to ask that we do it later in the day, closer to 5 o'clock. I forgot to bring the calendar. So. Mr. Teller.
I get my calendar.
Well, because I had time to go home and change.
Would you prefer to do it by email tomorrow?
Sure, that would work.
We will postpone setting the time, but my ask is that it would be late in the day.
You say the 22nd?
Yeah.
I don't see anything, but it could be. So.
Tuesday. Do you have a proposed time, Pam, that we can
5 p.m.
double check with?
Or is good for me?
You have any control.
That's good for you, Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, is 5 p.m. on the 22nd okay for you?
So far, it looks good.
Bob DiPietro?
Why not?
It's better to get you up at 9 in the morning.
All right, I'll email you tomorrow.
Thank you. All the secrets come out of these meetings, I'm just telling you. All right, guys.
I'm just starting my work.
That could be your first break. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it very much. Motion to adjourn.
So
second. All fair say aye. Aye. Thank you.
Night all.
Good night. Good night, Bob.
Good night.